It's a cold and blustery October night. WMFO studios are bathed in an orange light. It's Horn-a-ween on WMFO. 91.5 Tufts Medford Radio. Banshees, spooky, ghosty scream. These are words that make it seem like it's a deadly night full of freaks and scares, of great big wolf dogs and red-eyed werebears. But the ghouls and creeps in a jerky trance have taught me some new kind of dance. We're letting in all the zombies, every fiend. It's horns aplenty, Horn-a-ween. There you go, Horn-a-ween here on WMFO in Medford. This is Horns aplenty. WMFO, famously founded on Horn-a-ween. I'm sorry, on Halloween in 1934. Of course, we all know this. The call sign stands for Werewolf, Mummy, Frankenstein, Halloween. So it's a very Halloween-esque studio here. Everybody gets in on it. We're all in costumes. Frankenstein's behind the boards, and I got a great show for you of groovy Halloween songs. There are so many of them. It's amazing. The 1950s and 60s were just an incredible time for campy, schlocky Halloween music. People just did it all. We need to bring that back. There's a little bit of new stuff, but man, all that stuff is so fun back in the day. We're going to kick it off with Tony and the Monstrosities, 1964, Igor's Party. We're all invited.
Through my mailbox, a letter dropped, an invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle about 7:45, swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and a bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about 9:45. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Was sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing their gaskets, but now it was time. Back to the caskets.
Igor, funny little man, standing there
a-grinning
with a shovel in your hand.
Igor,
what's your plan?
Going out tonight and dig a rock and roll band.
Igor,
there's a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenage preacher. I was a high school monster, teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms and crush you one.
one more time. Got a face like a dog, feet like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. I was a teenage preacher, I was a body snatcher, you're the sweet earthling. Do you think that you would dare go steady with the thing? A teenage vampire, a rock and rolling ghoul. Won't you let a Dracula walk you home from school? Well, I lived in a hole, I look like a mole, a horrible sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. Was a teenage spider, and you're a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula his very first kiss. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through. I was a teenage preacher.
I got some sticky sugar booms. Nice.
Me too. They're gonna be the second best booms I drop today. Kaplunk.
I can't open my mouth at all, but it's so good.
Yep, I can feel the flavor seeping into my teeth. Goodbye, teeth.
Trick or treat. Ooh, sticky sweets.
Little Bob's Burgers for you. That's off there. Bob's Burgers album. You can get that on vinyl. I saw that in the airport in Seattle. Before that, Hot Blood with Soul Dracula. Soul Dracula. 1975 there from ERA Records. And before that, Lord Luther and the Kingsmen Frantic. I Was a Teenage Creature. That song, pretty awesome. I was a big fan of that guy. What happened? What? Oh my God. I'm out of here. Okay. And then leading off that set, of course, Tony and the Monstrosities. Igor's Party, 1964. Oh, and the I Was a Teenage Creature, 1958. Yeah, Tony and the Monstrosities only recorded two albums, Igor's Party and Igor's Lament. Sorry, two songs. And I'm glad he did because that was pretty awesome there. In the background, a new one actually, 2024, Les Nuits des Morts Vivants, which I think means Night of the Living Dead in some language. French? That's by Utopianisti. And we got a lot more like that. So I hope you can turn up the schlock, get out your candy corn, throw it out the window and eat some better candy, and then carve a pumpkin, because it's Hornoween. Hornoween here on WMFO. And we're going to get into a little Gene Simmons. That's jumping Gene Simmons, as opposed to hopping Gene Simmons, stretching Gene Simmons, jumping Gene Simmons. Haunted House.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chain read aloud. Knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up my mind to stay. Nothing wasn't gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep, had a one big eye and a two big feet, stood right still and I did the freeze. He did a stroll right up to me, made a noise with the feet that sound like a drum. Say you be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here and ain't gonna run. I bought this house and you know I'm boss. Ain't no Hank gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a balling in the grease had melted in my hand. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space that sat a man on the hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. Drink a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. I drank a hot grease with a frying pan. Looked at me and said, you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and ain't gonna run.
Billy to Billy, Billy, don't give a sudden, cause I done that every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
What a good game.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done that every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
Zombie jamboree took place in New York Cemetery. Zombie jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombies from the parts of the island. Some were great Calypsonians since the day was Kiwabore got together in Mackinac. Hear the chorus.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
How I like it.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
One female zombie would not behave. She says she want me to be a slave. In her one hand there's a quart of wine. With the other she point she'll be mine. Well, you see, folks, I had to run. Being the husband of a zombie's no fun. I said, oh no, my turtle dove, this by good bones I could never love. Petey chorus.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well, I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
What a good game.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
This here zombie, she raise her feet. She say, I'm going to get you, my sweet. I'd say, oh no, my sweetie pie. I'm sure that you will tell a lie. She say, oh no, I'm sure I'm right.
Can you imagine me with a zombie wipe? Yeah!
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
Hey, what you doing here?
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
One more time now.
Back to back, Billy to Billy, well I don't give up, cause I done it every day. Back to back, Billy to Billy, it's a zombie jamboree.
I don't want to hurt you, baby. I only want to teach you how to mummy drag.
Put your lip up our way, and then you drag your right.
Drag your ride. I put your left foot forward. as mad as could be. He started to put a little curse on me. I said no.
He said oh.
Put me back in my tomb.
I said, Mr. Mummy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two.
Back in my tomb.
Was the Naturals with the Mummy. I spent most of that time trying to figure out how to play sound effects through the board, but couldn't figure it out. So that was the Naturals with the Mummy from, I don't know, we'll figure that out later. Before that, Jerry White with the Mummy Drag, Zombie Jamboree by Dave Kennedy and the Ambassadors, and leading off that set was Jumpin' Gene Simmons with Haunted House. Got a lot more where those came from. I'm gonna keep trying to figure out how to use this soundboard. Should really know that. But while we're here, we're gonna get into the Frankenstein twist, because there's not enough dances for Halloween. We need the Frankenstein twist. We already had the Mummy Drag, the Zombie Jamboree, Igor's Party, and now we're getting into the Frankenstein twist. So come Thursday, you'll have all your dance moves ready to go. This is the Crystals.
Come on, everybody, we're going to the very last stop.
Come on.
Tell me that you're falling a trance.
Come on, everybody, hey.
Oh, when are you
come
getting
on,
there? You tell me that you're falling a trance.
Come on, everybody, hey.
And then the next thing you know, you're out on the floor doing the Frankenstein dance. Oh, when I say E, put your hands on your side and then you do like a little fist. But when I say A, raise your arms up high and then you do the Frankenstein twist. Oh, are you ready?
Get up, get up, get up.
It's gonna work out fine.
Get up, get up, get up.
The shade of night has fallen, and the moon is shining bright. In the center of the graveyard, in the middle of the night, I get out of my grave, I beg a long black coffin till the falling night. I got two horns on my head and a twinkle in my eye. I got a 2 feet ahead, and it makes the chicks all sigh. When I hit them with my great big club, start a holler and cry. Dance and sing, I scream for me while we pound the floor. And while you shake your hip, the whole jump left. Well, I scream for more while the bats are flying and the cats are sighing and the zombies are dancing and the skeletons are dancing. I get into my great big coffin till the falling night. Cats are sighing and the zombies are dancing and the skeletons are dancing. I get into my great big coffin till the following night, till the following night, till the following night.
Appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the most, just the most, I'm his number one fan.
Guess I've fallen in love with this monster man.
She's falling in love.
The guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin. Why, you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. He was growing green hair on top of his lid. Just the crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby, baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. To the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, 'cause I'm Dracula's sister.
She's falling in love with a monster.
Right there, screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages. I played two songs from them back to back. That was She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man. You hate it when that happens, don't you? You just hate it when she's fallen in love with a monster man. So Run the Other Way, says screaming Lord Sutch from the 1960s there. That was She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man. Before that was Till the Following Night from the album Till the Following Night. Screaming Lord Sutch, interesting story. He founded the political party called the Official Monster Raving Loony Party. Official Monster Raving Loony Party. And ran unsuccessfully for Parliament 40 times in the UK. You can become a member of the National Official Monster Raving Loony Party for just £15. And they'll send you a little sticker. I think they have quite a few members over there. Some of their policies included minting a 99-penny coin. That's a pretty good idea. A lot of things cost 99 cents. You need that coin. Otherwise, you're losing 1 cent. Creating passports for pets. That one actually went through. And keeping pubs open all day long. that was a screaming Lord Sutch there. There was another Bob's Burgers, Witchy Witchy mixed in. And then leading up that set was the Crystals, Frankenstein Twist. I'm going to read a PSA. This one's for Halloween. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. But drivers more than walkers. That's an aside from me. Drivers are way more responsible. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections and anywhere else. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. I would say get rid of your car, and then you don't have to worry about that anymore. That's one solution given to you by me and not by the studio. Just ditch the car. All right, this next two songs here are for my dog. You'll know them when you hear them.
Oh yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your head. Shoot, I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Come my boy.
Up a storm of fiendish glee. Thing from outer space, and they did destroy the five-fingered beast at the time of his life, and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had a ooh, heart of party. We had a ooh, heart of party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
The DuPonts, right there. Not the world's famous Rich Chemical Company, but the DuPonts from 1958. Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall on the Roulette record label. Oop, forgot to put that in the Spinitron. You can go to WMFO.org and find the whole playlist. There's also a link to the Spotify there. You can also chat with me. Tell me what your holiday favorite Halloween jam is. on the DJ chat. We got somebody up there loving the Halloween tunes. Shout out to Chris. I'm assuming that's him. All right, we're going to get back into it. There's so many Halloween songs, and we got to get back into it. We got Gary Paxton, not to be confused with Bill Paxton, Game Over Man fame. This is Gary Paxton, but it is a song called Scary Movies, and how the girls love them. They do.
When I asked my baby for a date, she said she'd rather stay at home up late. Says my cold, cold kisses give her real cold chills, but the spooky, spooky movies always give her thrills. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves those spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. Looked like a King Kong, a big and a hairy and a mean and strong. I might have a chance of just to compete with the thing she calls a creature from the deep. Oh, my baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. Oh, my baby loves the spooky movies. Love is just a so fine. Says vampire just a all time. She tells me I'm not just a her kind. I guess the one for her is a Frankenstein. My baby loves a spooky, spooky movie. My baby loves a spooky, spooky movie. My baby loves a spooky movie.
It's funny because my baby does love the spooky movies. And he loves Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula.
I love to take my baby to a movie show so I can try to smooch her while the lights are low. But she won't cuddle to a story of romance. There's only one way I've got a chance. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes the cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to make her feel like making love. It takes a monster from outer space to make my baby want my embrace. And when I hold her, she's like a dream. If only she can hear somebody scream. She doesn't go for parking down in Lover's Lane, and lots of moonlight doesn't drive this girl insane. She thinks that dreamy music really is a bore, but I found out what she's looking for. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula to make her tender as can be. It takes a cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to get her making love with me. If there's a madman teeth are curled, who grows a bed bug that wrecks the world, she gets romantic. It's really quaint when all the other women start to faint.
Your attention, your attention. This is Morgus the Magnificent.
Oh, magnificent.
We don't go out to rolling rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spilled everywhere. That
Vargas? Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. If you want a thrill, turn the lights down low. Except for the cool, steal the show. See,
Argus, magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
We
don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Morgus the Magnificent by Morgus and the Ghouls right there. That was based on the character that was Morgus the Magnificent was a horror host of late night science fiction and horror movies and television shows that originated in New Orleans. He was the quintessential mad scientist, assisted by an executioner-style sidekick. Well-intentioned experience often served as bookend pieces for late night films being shown, and typically went awry at the last minute. Man, we need more of that. This is good stuff. I would put that on in the background anytime. All right, what else do we hear there? The Diamonds. Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula. This is Hornoween here on WMFO in Medford. We got about 8 minutes left. Spooky Movies by Gary Paxton led off that set. We got a couple more to go. We're going to get right in it. We're going to do it. You know where we're going? We're going to Frankenstein's Den, the Hollywood Flames.
Takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's practicing in there. Oxygen is thin in there. We'll blow your top.
at the mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the mummy's foot. Hip was Franklin Stein. I started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
I started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
I started feeling out of feeling out of fussing out of fighting.
All night long.
Then Franklin Stein said to the mummy,
you ain't nothing but a dummy.
He said, you ain't nothing but a drag.
Messed up in the crazy way.
Oh, party going on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a wolfman, a Dracula, a old lady in a rocking chair. They started fighting.
Doo-pop,
started fighting.
Doo-pop,
started feeling and a feeling and a fussing and a fighting all night long. Yeah!
This is Dracula speaking. Back to Mama the Night on the Yulavane. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah!
Dracula said to Frankenstein,
talk about mummy's a friend of mine.
Then Wolfman jumped up in his face.
Do you wanna take his place?
Oh, party going on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a Wolfman, a Dracula, a old lady in a rocking chair. They started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
Started fighting.
Doo-pop, doo-pop.
Started feeling and a feeling and a fussing and a fight.
Really, I'm talking to you, Jim.
Well, you know me, man. Like, later, Jack.
Later? With that bum leg, you can't even mash potato.
Man, all this partying.
Woo!
Getting worn out from the Dracula's balls and the mummy's balls and the Frankenstein's den and Frankenstein twist and the mummy drag and the haunted house and Igor's party. Been a night of banshees and ghouls and spooks and scaries. Channeling my inner John Funky here. Thank you all for listening. We got 2 minutes left. It's another great Hornoween here on WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Get out there, go trick-or-treating, save some candy from me, and I'll see you soon. Be safe. Be scary. Be fun. Be schlocky. That's what I've learned. I've learned is that there's nothing really to fear. All these guys out here, all these zombies, all these dinosaurs and Draculas, they all just want to dance. You know? They want what the rest of us want. Just to dance. That last one was the Verdicts. The Mummy's Ball. It sounded like he's saying Frankenstein. It would be like an unfortunate name for a kid in your elementary school. Hello, I'm Frankenstein. Before that was the Hollywood Flames with Frankenstein's Den and Morgus the Magnificent there. And this last one goes out to all the moms, the Halloween moms out there. Thank you for listening.
Well, sorry, kids. This Halloween was kind of a bust. You didn't get any candy, and there wasn't a wolf.
Oh, there was.
No, it was an alpaca. I mean, a wolf in our little town, it's crazy. This isn't Transylvania.
Yeah, but there was almost a wolf, and we thought we were gonna die. That was fun.
Wait, are you saying you had fun with me?
We're saying we had fun around you.
That counts.
There was a wolf. I saw it. The fish odors put it...
All right, I'll get you guys some sheets and blankets.
No, Linda, they're not staying.
Can I borrow some pajamas, Bob? Maybe an oversized tee?
Absolutely not.
I've got your oversized tee, Randy. One question. Do you like Betty Boop?
Yep.
It's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween. Halloween. La, la, la.
Well, when the sun goes down and the